Hi guys, welcome back to Women Versus. And
this week we're going to talk about women versus romance part. I feel like we're at part four. Part three. Part four.
I'm Monty.
And I'm Jazz. And let's just get right into it. We have a couple questions lined up. We will talk about some pop culture elements within it, but first thing, this has come about with actually some of our personal lives, like our friends. My friend, international relations, you guys remember her. She was going through something. She's not more an international relation, may I add. She's a local relation now. Creds to us. We set that up. We were Cupids. I don't really support, but whatever. We'll carry on. So we had this question come up, and I started talking about it. And the thing is, it's about effort that you put in to a relationship. Now, whether that be the initial talking stage, you just started talking to someone, you don't know if it's going anywhere. Is it dating? Are you just talking for fun? But I feel like effort is a big thing. And I think my stance right now from why this became a question is me and my friend, international relations, we are hopeless romantics, okay? We are the type that see the movies and we're like, we want that. If we are not swept off our feet, we don't want it. And the thing is, I think that's a bad mindset because it's got her into a bad mindset right now and unhealthy, where I think she's like getting mad thinking, why should I be planning something? But I'm like, technically, the guy's perspective, he's probably like, well, if I just plan something, why do I always have to plan? Like, do you not care to plan? Thoughts, comments, concerns.
Right. I feel like this is a very politically correct answer, but I feel like both parties should be putting in 50-50. I don't think one person should exert all their power and all their time and all their effort into planning when the other person's just like, go with the flow and like see where life takes us. Like, that's stupid. Like, why are you being this one person, put in all the effort, and you're just there for the ride? Like,
no, I agree. And the only reason I think my friend and I have had this mentality currently is because for her, for example, I think there's still trauma from the last situationship. So the thing is, with the new person, you have these mindsets and ideals that you're still kind of reflecting from the past person. Like, we are still thinking of this person as the worst, as like, oh, we're thinking the worst, not thinking the best. Obviously, this person has some issues that we already know about, but whatever. Like, technically, it should be a blank slate with a new person that you're talking to, right?
Yep.
So the thing is, I feel like my mindset initially too was with her, like, we shouldn't care, like, whatever. But in my head, I'm like, this isn't person A. This is person B. This is a new person. Like, we can't expect, like, everything, that history you have with that person, fine, maybe effort begun 50-50, but then, you know, when you go through something, it ends up toxic, like, then you become petty, you're like, you know, I'm not putting in effort, like, you should put effort, whatever, that's how it ended. But I feel like because it ended that way, we carried it on to this next person, and I realized it, I noticed, I was like, international relations, I was like, we're doing, this is wrong. But, wait, carry on, do you have something to say to that? I have more.
I don't know, I'm still on, like, that last point of, you know, you can't expect one person to do everything. And I feel like in everything I've ever done, or like, I even feel like for you, it's like, we've always, like, we're type A people, first of all. Like, if we're talking about effort, we're type A people. Like, let me tell you something really funny. My friend and I were trying to make plans, like, a few weeks ago. And I was like, we should plan something spontaneous to do. And she was like, Monty, I'm gonna say that again. What did you just say? And I was like, I think we should plan something spontaneous to do. I didn't think there was anything wrong with what I said. And she was like, so you want to do something spontaneous, but you also want to plan it. And how is that spontaneous? But I just feel like I'm that person. Like, if we're going out, I need to know, what are we eating? What are we drinking? What's on the menu? How are we getting there? How much is the Uber going to be?
Where's the parking? Like,
whose car is it? Where are we parking? How much is the parking ticket going to cost? How much is the distance? Like, all these little things. How are we getting back home?
Where no, literally.
Do I have a toothbrush?
My thing is, I don't understand how people aren't like that. I recently was just coerced into a dumb double date. And may I add, the two guys, it was actually me and my friend, international relations. We went out. It was the funniest thing ever because she was still talking to this new person. So she was all like scared. I don't want to ask. I don't want to do this. But I was like, I need to know the time. I was like, I have work. Are we leaving at 7 or are we leaving at 8? What's the time? Who's driving? Who's picking us up? And she was, I don't know. We're going to figure it out. I was like, figure out what? What, you're going to be waiting in my driveway and we're just going to magically show up to the place? So the fact that I literally don't know one of the guys, made a group chat. None of us have talked collectively. Made a group chat, said, what time are we going? I had to do it. I was like, everyone was laughing at me. I was like, and then I had to bring up the fact. I was like, did you guys think about this? Did we think about this? And they were like, oh, we didn't think about that. I was like, so what? We thought we were just going to show up to the place? We thought we were just going to linger on for like hours? Like, I'm confused. And I was like, the thing is, people like us are needed. And we're behind the scenes that no one realizes. But we're the people that get everything done. The plan happens because of us.
Yeah. Not even like just in terms of relationships. Even like friends and stuff, we get so annoyed because like our friend group's predominantly type B people, I think. Yeah, that's what they're called, type B people, who are like, you know, go with the flow. But then, okay, take like a girls' weekend. Like we've had a few girls' weekends now, like girls' nights, yeah. Right? If we aren't planning, did someone bring toilet paper? Did someone bring toilet paper? Did someone bring utensils? Nobody thinks about it. And then on the spot, they're like, oh, wait, like, we don't have that. Like,
the most recent one. So the most recent time we went out, it's so funny because Monty and I were like, you know what? Let's just take, because we were kind of like annoyed. We're like, why don't we just take a step back for once and just see what happens? Like, we'll cover ourselves, right? I show up first, okay, at the house. Monty wasn't there yet. So the other two friends who were type B, it was so funny because I pull up and I was like, I had to hold my tongue for as long as I could, but I can't do it. I can't. I was there and I was like, so do we have cups and plates? Oh, no. Do you guys have a towel? You literally have a hand towel. Oh, no, I forgot. To the two friends themselves, did you guys bring your own towel? Because we're staying two nights. Like, are you sharing? Oh, my God, I forgot my towel. Huh? I'm confused. I'm literally, oh, I forgot my toothbrush. And I was like, if I didn't, like, say this in the moment, like, what, tomorrow morning, were you just about to just, like, wake up and be like, oh, I can't dry my hands? Like, it honestly baffles me. Like, I had a whole, like, you know, a lined piece of paper? I had a whole list. Like, the list went down. And it was only 2 minutes, but it's like, people don't think about things. Like, you need to bring your comb, your toothbrush, your socks, like, your face towel, your cleanser, like, like my contacts, my glasses case, like things like that. If I don't write it down, I'm gonna forget. But those are the things that those people forgot. I'm like, and you all laugh at me, but I'm like, I'm prepared.
And then they like, they'd be like, can I borrow this? Can I borrow that? But it's like, maybe if you remembered, you wouldn't have to borrow anything.
Also, it's like, maybe we didn't have to buy, like, I don't think we did this time, but like, I'm just saying, a hypothetical situation. Maybe we could have saved money on buying cups, plates, toilet paper, where it's like, everyone could have brought it. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, that like was a little bit of a tangent. I'm gonna go back to the effort thing because I have something else to add. I also recently have got triggered by this comment, but I'm just gonna lay out the situation, okay? I think my situation is a little different, and let me tell you why. Mine's not new, so I agree with Monty that you should be putting 50-50% effort straight up. When you're getting to know someone, it's like, it makes sense. If you're starting to talk to someone, I'm really flustered, as you can tell. If you're starting to talk to someone, you don't know the vibe, like, you're trying to see them. Like, how my friend is right now. She's been talking to the person on, like, you know, a social media platform. You're, like, making the plan to see each other for the second time. It's like, this is the time. You both are aware you like each other. You're both aware, like, you want to talk. So you're trying to make a plan. Like, there's no need to be, what's the word, petty. There's no need to be like hiding your feelings, because right now you're at that point where it's like you both are aware. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's my situation right now. That's what I mean, right? Like, those games aren't played at the beginning. And I feel like she kind of forgot that in the moment by reminding her. But my situation reminded me, I was like, okay, I thought the everything came to me because I was like, okay, I've been lacking, but my thing is different because we're gonna actually have a question, like I think two, like a bit in this podcast about the varying levels of situationships and stuff. But my situationship, it's been a while. It's too long that I'm embarrassed to give you the full date, the time span. However, it's a while. I'll put that out there. So we have passed all the traditional stages now. You know what I mean? So my mindset recently has been, I'm not putting effort in because we don't talk consistently. Like, it's very on and off recently. So I have been very, I don't want to put effort in because I don't know what the vibe is. You know what I mean? And you think the worst. But I got called out. I got hit with a, I always message you a message.
Let's be real. You got gaslit. We will be going over gaslighting phrases today.
The gaslighting was real. But my thing is, in the moment, I was like, wait, I had to take a step back and like, okay, is this a valid argument? Is it? Have I, like, when I looked back, I was like, okay, you know what? Even though I always think the worst, because I think of all the history. And to me, when I look back on the history with this person, I think I see the worst versus the best kind of thing when I'm in a mood.
All the red flags get extra bright.
Exactly. But then when I do think from like that person's perspective, he's probably like, well, technically, every time we recently talked, who's message? Who's swiped up? It has been him. But my thing has always been,
I feel like I cracked your problem.
Go off.
His effort while there is inconsistent. It's a formality. His effort is an inconsistent formality of what's up, what are you doing? And it never goes beyond that. Whereas your effort may be less, you might not do it as much, but when he reaches out, you are always there, and that is consistent in itself. Your replies are always there. They're always I'm like rallying for you right now. They're always consistent. They're always there. His efforts are inconsistent. They're barely there. It'll never go beyond like his just like it'll be like a hello and then disappear. It's like if you didn't follow through,
right? Then it's like
if you don't want to follow through, why did you start a conversation? I'm losing it for you. I was sitting here like thinking about it. I was like really, really thinking about it, like quietly. And I was like, wait, I think I cracked it.
Cause that's my reason precisely. Like and the thing is, that's another thing. So fine, you might start the conversation, but then if it goes dry or if it literally lasts, like my thing was recently was like, I get it, fine. I can give you a brownie when you started it. But if I look back, that conversation was so pointless that it was like, there wasn't even a need for it. Like, you just said it for the sake, I think, like, what you said, to be like, I did it. Haha. Yeah. That was me.
He keeps scores. Because this person, your person, cares a lot about keeping score. And he will bring it up all the time. Wow. We need to go back and listen to this ourselves.
No way, I'm still going to talk to this person. Oh, my God.
That's the thing is, okay, the difference with, yeah, yours has been going on longer, there's more history. The difference between your situationship and my whatever situationship, it's not even that right now, it's like a talking stage, is when it gets dry, the individual will start up a new conversation, even if the old point, like the old conversation is dry. Whereas I feel like your person...
But see, that's what happens when it's a new, that's my thing. When you're like relatively new talking to each other, it makes sense. Like, you have to do that. That's like international relations, right? Like, that's why the effort has to be 50-50, I think, because there's no need. Like, you can't be petty yet. My thing is, we've had how many beef sessions that it's like, there's so, like, I think the worst. Like, I'll always be like, okay, but like, if I show effort now, I'll always be like, oh, like, look. I don't know. It's just very interesting, like the thoughts have come to my head now. I'm like, do I have to second guess myself? But the thing is, I don't know. I'm at a loss of words. I'm confused.
I think I cracked your code though. I feel like you could throw that in his face.
So the fact that like
you only start a conversation to keep score, but you are so inconsistent with keeping a conversation, you put all that weight on me.
And that's the thing. It's like, so if you're going to be inconsistent, then it's like, what? That's why I second guess everything. Like, why would I always message? Because, like, taking even today, when I called, I was sitting in my class. I knew I had to call because we kind of had like a B session yesterday. So I was like, and I was left on read. I was literally left on read. And I was like, and the whole conversation may add is, you don't reply to me. The conversation is, you do not reply.
You should be like, I message to keep up a conversation, not to be left undelivered for days. Like, if it gets like heated, be like, I don't message you to like get dry text back. I do it so we can talk. So when you're ready to do that, literally.
Don't stop. I'm writing that down. Say that one more time.
Be like, I don't message Say it. You. Be like, I don't message you to have like, oh shoot, I forgot what I said.
To be left undelivered.
I do it to keep a conversation. So if you want to have a conversation, then message.
A convo. So if, sorry guys, I have to keep this in my head while it's here. So if you,
I wish this was a YouTube video, so
if you want to, if you want a convo, message or okay, that's actually like valid for the situation that just occurred to me, because that's literally why I got mad, because I responded instantly and then I was left undelivered for 36 hours. I'm not capping everyone. 36 hours. You started a conversation.
Really?
My whole logic is, why did you text if you weren't gonna reply?
No, I just thought something really foul. But if you said this, you'd be canceled. What do you even do all day that you can't respond to a text, like, other than work?
The thing is, I would love to say that, but I know the person. Like, the person actually is very, very mad, very defensive. I'm not even gonna mimic it. Like, I'm not gonna expose myself on here, but
I don't do anything. What is that supposed to mean? Oh my god, guys, he's a very good gaslighter. I was astonished.
We rehashed the past too. That's the funny part. Like, we rehashed the past because obviously, you know, I'm crazy. I'll own it. I take screenshots. So I have screenshots of when our previous sites. And I look back because I was like, the conversation that happened yesterday, it triggered me a lot, because I was like, I was trying to be casual with my like calling out, like, you left me undelivered. But then he Una reversed me. He said, no, you're done. He goes, why do I mess? No, guys, I'm going to tell all of you. I'm pulling up the receipts.
Do it,
pulling up the receipts. The way I had to show my red receipts on for this individuals, and now I regret it. I literally just said, as a joke, because I was left undelivered for 36 hours, the person said, what are you getting for Christmas? So when I replied, I said, someone with a better reply game. That's funny. Tell me it's not funny. And then it got turned on me, like, well, your replies aren't great. So I was like, well, as a joke, my friend told me to be like, haha, you don't give me a reason to reply. But then it was, you don't even message half the time. I started. Oh my god, how am I supposed to reply to you when you only send two words? You never, oh, by the way, I sent something on Instagram too last week. He was active. He was literally active because you didn't see activity. Not open for more than 24 hours. Literally, and then I sent something else, like a funny meme photo. Active, no reply. So I unsent it. So I exposed myself. I was like, I literally sent you something and I unsent it. And then I got called up. Why would you unsend it? That's not my fault. You're done. It's fine.
Some very foul gaslighting phrases were used. And that's when I realized.
Yeah. And in the past.
A very good argumentative person. Very good at
Yeah, I didn't process that. I really underestimated this individual in that manner. But I forget, when we fight, I always think I'm good at fighting. And then this is the only individual that ever really just makes me be quiet. I'm like, wait, what?
He takes your words, twists them, and changes the story entirely to make it look like you're the one in the wrong.
And then when I look back, like, in the moment, I'm like, look, guys, I started this podcast, like, wait, guys, maybe I didn't put effort in. I'm confused. But, like, when you look back, I'm like, but there's reasons. There's reasons for that.
Yeah.
Oh, dear God.
We made some very good, like,
breakthroughs.
Breakthroughs. Yeah.
This is like low-key therapy for me. Thank you. I need to go through that again, even though now that I haven't done that already like four times.
Before we go into the next one, I'm going to read a few. We decided to look up gaslighting phrases yesterday. So I'm going to read some of my favorite ones. Some of these have been said to us.
And guys, let's just talk about that. This actually goes in with Taylor Swift's new video that came out with All Too Well, 10-minute version.
I told everyone I wouldn't be the same person after, and I'm not. I feel very
but much like emotional. The gaslighting that happened in that, so accurate, so relatable, like literally has happened to me.
I can pick up the gaslighting from people now. Like, you say one wrong thing, yeah, like, yeah, you're gaslighting. I know.
No, literally. Go off, though.
Don't ever let anyone tell you that you're blowing things out of proportion or that you need help, that this is all you, I didn't do anything, you're just overreacting, it's just the joke. That's your problem. I never did that. That didn't happen. It's not a big
deal. I never did that. That didn't happen. Those.
It's not a big deal. Why are you so defensive all the time? You're always
saying that today.
You're always twisting things. Don't get. Oh, I didn't mean it like that, obviously. Yeah, that's just a few.
You're so foul. You're so foul. But the thing is, it's funny because when you say them now, I'm like, you can think about not even just like a romantic relationship, even just friendships. Like, think back. These things have been said, and I'm like, wait, I like overlooked it. That was literally
yeah. With friendships too. Like, we wouldn't know. With
Oh my god.
But speaking about the Taylor Swift music video, Dylan O'Brien did such a good job. I've been obsessed with him since Teen Wolf, so it was very hard.
Oh my god, yeah.
Portray this.
I hate him.
For him to be acting like Jake Gyllenhaal, basically.
Yeah, I won't lie. When I the thing is, it was hard because I see him, I'm like, oh my god, it's like sweetie Styles Skolinski. Oh my god, I couldn't even say his name.
Can we talk about how many guys watched the music video, saw the hand dropping scene, saw the gaslighting scene, and are still like he didn't do anything wrong?
Oh, the way when I showed my brother and he goes, I don't get it. That's not like why is she mad? Oh, I said that. I told my brother, I was like, you're done. Literally, I'm gonna educate you right now. And he didn't, and then I educated him, you know, the whole backstory of Taylor Swift, Jake Gyllenhaal, and he goes, so it happened 10 years ago. Why are you mad? No comment.
A moment of silence. Because so many people are like, my brother's like that too. Like, so many guys don't get it. But it's like, think of it this way. If you were a guy in a room full of your friends. No. If you were a guy in a room full of your girlfriend's friends and you tried to hold your girlfriend's hand and she was like, no, what are you doing, don't touch me, in front of all her friends, how happy would you be in that moment? How embarrassed would you be in that moment if in front of all her friends, like, don't touch me, don't like
hold already me. Too, she was like, I'm younger, I don't know anyone. It's just like, also it just shows like you're not confident in the relationship, like you're saying, I don't really want to show that like we're together like that. Like, that's literally what I mean.
If you went like this, like, I'm doing like the hand motion that he did, if you've seen the music video, where he like dropped your hand and then put it aside and went, if you did that to a guy, they would lose. Why are you like, what's the word? Why are you like acting so superior to me? Like, why are you doing that?
Also, like, why you don't want to like be proud of me? You don't want to show me off? Like, you don't want to show that we're together? But it's true. Like, as a female too, we get more like emotional, I think, and scared. Our issues, we get scared. Like, I know for me, like, if that was me, I thought about that. I would do the same thing that she did in the video. I'd be like, oh my god, like, wait, what? Shoot, now I'm embarrassed. Like, I don't know what to feel. I'm not gonna be confident. Why? I'm not gonna talk to your friends now. And then obviously after this, what she was like, literally, like, why? Like, what was all of that? And then the gaslighting happened. And then. Poor girl.
Can we talk about how that like when someone apologizes like that, that's not an apology. If they're like,
I'm sorry, not an apology. Sorry you feel that way.
No, he was like, I'm sorry, I dropped your hand. Like, he was mocking her. It's not an apology. Ooh,
yeah. He just said sorry to move on. He said sorry to be like, I just don't want to fight right now, but, like, I don't mean it. But, like, I know if I don't say the words, you're not, like, you just need to hear the words. That's it. Like, you don't care. Like, that's all.
If someone patted my hand like that, I would, like, throw hands. I'd be so mad. Like, if someone just, like,
I'm just thinking about it.
Think about it. If that person, in front of all of his friends, took your hand, tossed it to the side, and went in front of, you know, all of
the way when you made that reality in my head, I got up.
Yeah. I'd be so
but the thing is, it makes sense, because then I'd be so, like, scared and nervous ever around those people. Like, I'd always be like, oh my god, embarrassed. Literally embarrassed. Wow.
Audacity.
Quality content. Why don't we go into this? This one here, sorry. So let's just talk about, because we're like on this vibe, how long do you think a talking stage should be? Actually, no, pause. Let's do this one after. Let's do first. Let's break down the differences of talking stage, friends with benefits, sneaky link, situationship, and then obviously we know the relationship. But I feel like in our generation, look at all these different things. There's four different things here with different, what's the word, characteristics?
And different.
And we, rules. I think we need to bring them down.
And different rules. Hmm? So is sneaky link?
Yeah, different rules.
Friends with benefit. I'm asking you this: is sneaky link and friends with benefits two different categories? Yes or no?
I don't know. I'm curious too. I feel like.
Bring it up to some pause, because I'm gonna give her real life examples. Give us 1 second. Okay, we're back. So okay. I just asked her, like, are sneaky links and friends with benefits two different things? Because with a sneaky link, are you really trying to keep it sneaky, or
like, what's okay? This is my understanding. Obviously, I feel like people obviously will mesh the terms and stuff and not maybe use it, but this is what I think it is, and kind of like what I think it is for myself. I think a sneaky link is with you and that person, it is established. This is purely for pleasure purposes, if you know what I mean. That's all it is. It's a very much, I don't expect anything from you, vice versa. We are both on the same page. Clearly that is this, we are not catching feelings kind of thing. It's a, you can't get mad if I text you at 2 a.m. I think that is 100% a sneaky link. That is it. In public, you are not as close because you are a sneaky link. You know what I mean? You're okay. Allowed to talk to other people. If you're at a party, whatever. But I still think the friends with benefits is more like you're truly, like, think of the movie Friends with Benefits. That's what I think.
So, blah. I know that whole trend right now is going around where people are, like, posting their name on Urban Dictionary. So I decided to Urban Dictionary.
Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck. That's fine.
So you're correct. A sneaky link is when you and another person are having fun, but don't want anyone else to know about it. And that's literally what all of them say. It's like, you literally, nobody can know about it. It has to be a secret.
Yeah. Like, it's purely for your own pleasure. And I think you both know that that's all it is. Like, so if you were out at a party or something, like, that's it.
So then friends with benefits, according to this, is two friends who trust each other enough to engage in fun without fear of hurting each other's feelings. Ideal scenarios are for folks who are not interested in a serious relationship and who do not have time for one. No boyfriend or girlfriend, neither party has to refrain from dating other people. And it's not a work tool for some, like, a player to have fun with people. It's an alternative to, like, serious relationships without any strings, but it has to be friends. So it's like a situationship.
I think our generation has cultivated situationship from friends with benefits, because situationship is less security than friends with benefits is. I think it goes
the hierarchy with this. Give me 1 second. I wrote.
Oh yeah. On this. I think it goes friends with benefits is, and then situationship is like a branch off of that, because friends with benefits, like you said, it's both. The key here, honestly, guys, is communication. End of the day, it is communication. and friends with benefits aims to ensure there's communication. The situationship, it's a situationship because there's no communication.
Here's what I wrote. It's mm-hmm. being like, it's like being stuck in a limbo with one foot in the door and one out. It's a situationship has all the signs of a romantic relationship without the commitment and labels. And there are improper power balances where one person comes out without a scratch while the other person is left collecting pieces of their broken heart.
That's plainly put. You hit the nail on the head right and there.
I genuinely don't think that we have, like, what most people have these days. You know, you see TikToks. Everyone's always complaining mm-hmm. about these things too. I genuinely don't think we have friends with benefits anymore. I think the sneaky link goes into the situationship and they intertwine and become a sneaky situationship, like, hybrid monster.
Yeah. And I think the detrimental part of this is honestly lack of communication, the fact that everyone's so scared. Like, I think what I've noticed is girls are scared because they're like, oh, if I say something, he's gonna think this. But I think also it's bad when guys don't say anything. If they're like, oh, if I say something, like, it's only this, she's gonna get scared. But I think that causes more issues because it's like, you're not even gonna be up front, and they cause more problems that way, because it's like, you're either leading us on, you're gonna pretend it's more when it's not. Like, there's so many things, and it's just like,
oh. Sorry. Okay, I forgot what I was gonna say. Shit. I feel like also one person in this, like, the situationships, the link, whatever, is afraid to say certain things. And this is a person with, like, the upper hand, because there's always one with the upper hand. I feel like that person is always afraid and is thinking, I can't say that and let the other person think that this is going to be more than just what it is, like a link. Or like, yeah, a channel, right? Like, if I can't say the wrong thing, I can't give too much false hope. Like, they'll be there just enough to be there, but then the second things, like, start to get romantic, start to get serious, they get pulled away entirely. And I think that's, like, the defining factor of these things. It's, like, it's so toxic.
No, I agree. It is. It's, like, it starts off from a toxic mentality, because it's, like, I feel like this kind of goes into the next question, so let's just, like, feed them in together, is, like, how long should a talking stage be? I feel like, when your talking stage kind of passes, like, okay, I feel like a consensus on TikTok is if it's past 3 months, you're like, that's it. Like, you can't have a relationship. I agree. If it's past, like, 2-3 months, everyone knows you're not going to date. Like,
that's a friendship.
It's a friendship, or it's, like, you're going to be friends with benefits. And you didn't start off as, like, true platonic friends, you know, who turn into a relationship. It's like, you didn't start like that, so it's not gonna become like that.
Is that a situationship then?
What,
like, if it goes beyond, like, the 3 months of, like, the talking stage?
Yeah, I think it is then, because then it's like, what playing field are you guys on? Like, are you aware of what you're, it depends, if you're aware of what you're doing, it's different. But if you aren't aware and you're just gonna keep doing this, like you said, being in limbo, that's the issue. And that's why it's like, it shouldn't go on longer. But then it's like, if both people are like, we're not, like, cut it, because it's like, we both, there's no labels, we're allowed to do whatever we want, so why would we drop you? But then it's like, we're still in contact, and it's just, it's a mess when there's no communication.
Yep.
Communication, guys, is key. I stand by it. I can't really, I'm a hypocrite about it. I'm involved in the lack of communication right now, but I believe it's key.
Or, well, if he puts it, a lot to communication from him, but it's inconsistent communication because it never follows through. God, I'm going to go beat this individual. I'm going to go be your lawyer. And, like, don't talk to my client.
I'm going to wait. Yeah,
do we move on?
Oh, let's do, I want to talk about one thing.
Okay.
This reminds me of, like, the whole situationship thing, because we are technically, we're going to bring it back to, like, pop culture. Whoever here has seen Sex and City, final key scene, second to last episode, season 6, like, series finale. It's a moving scene. Big and Carrie have literally been in a situationship, sorry, of 6 years. 6 years. And the thing is, oh my God, wait, are you frozen? Oh, you're back. You were frozen.
So no, I can hear you.
They obviously started off as dating, didn't end well. A lot happened between. He got married, they had an affair, she had boyfriends, but they stayed friends. But it was very like, you're not really friends.
For Aiden.
It was very toxic though. Like, how are you gonna be friends with someone like that? And she would never drop him. She was about to get married to a different guy. She goes, I can't be big. I can't drop big. Toxic. We all know what that means. Whatever. And final, oh, this scene is insane. Wait, can I just play it?
Sure.
The audio is key, guys. Key. Hold on. I'll find it right now because I know I have it handy.
Mm-hmm. I mean, while you're doing that, 6 years is a long time.
Oh, here it is. This is key, guys.
It is every time. What, you have some kind of radar? Carrie might be happy it's time to sweep in and share on the
bed. No, look, I came here to tell you something. I made a mistake. You and I.
You and I? Nothing! You cannot do this to me again. You cannot do this to me
again. Carrie, listen, it is different.
Powerful stuff. Spoiler alert, she ends up with him the next episode.
I liked it when Miranda told her off. That was really funny.
Oh, yeah. That just shows, though, like, that's how toxic it is when there's no communication, but then they have feelings because she ends up with him literally the next episode.
Okay, but you don't like Big and Carrie, right?
I have mixed feelings because of how he was like over them, 6 years. Huh? Oh, no, you froze. Oh, you're back. What?
Okay. So, wait, no. Do you like Big and Carrie? Do you ship that more than any other ship, like, that she's been with?
Only because she can't be with anyone else. So, yeah.
Okay. I was going to be like, if you don't ship them, can you ship Chuck and Blair?
You ship Chuck and Blair.
I ship Chuck and Blair, but I should. Yeah. But I do also like Dan and Blair. I've told you this.
Yeah, I don't. I ship Chuck and Blair. But the thing is, the only reason I ship Carrie and Big, but I don't like Big. You know what I mean? Like, I don't like his character. Even in the movie, when they finally were together, he didn't go to the He left her at the altar, yeah. And they still end up together. It's just like, the thing is, they're perfect for each other because she can't do anyone else, but it's like, I hate him.
They're a perfect disaster. But, yeah. I know. So, situations can what stand the test of time, it seems.
Wow, 6 years. Oh, halfway there.
Yeah. It's okay. So, okay, I have a question for you. Say you had a friend, right? And that friend and you were, okay, it's just a friend, whatever. And that friend had a boyfriend. Actually, no, let's make it harder. And that person had a situationship. And then that person, that situation ended. And your friendship with that person also ended. And then the situation person is a free agent. And then you guys start talking and you hit it off. Would you get with them?
I'm going to put a name to this. Hold on. I'm going to. So you're basically saying.
Oh, Brandon and Papa are not friends anymore. And would you get with that person's like ex-situationship or ex-boyfriend?
This is a hard one because the only reason I'm saying. The only reason I'm saying it's hard is because the person we're thinking of is, like, the way we ended the friendship with that girl, we don't like her. I feel like
it's like an enemy.
Yeah, if I ended, like, if it was an enemy, and the thing is, it's, okay, see, the thing is, in my head, who I'm picturing is, like, that situation.
Hey, wait, I'm gonna put it on pause again. I'm gonna give you a better hypothetical. All right, we're back. Okay.
Okay, this is like the real hypothetical. No.
Okay.
No. Because you'd always think, I feel like even if I don't like the friend, I always think of those two together. They did this. They did that. Like, that's uncomfortable. Even if I'm not friends with her, I'd always just be like if someone I was close to at one point, I might have even heard details.
No. I feel like it'd be worse if it was an enemy, actually, if you think about it. And if it's
that's a person because then you don't like, be like at all, you did this with her? Like, you'd be more mad. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're right. I would get triggered. I'd be like, are you right?
Bye. What did she tell you about us?
Yeah. I think I couldn't do it. Because the thing is, like, I know I myself have had this issue because it's, like, with a person I've talked to before. I can't be that person who differentiates things I've heard about a person and just like, you know, people say, like, just take them at face value, like, don't care about like the past. I can't do that. If I've heard stuff, I'm a bad jury. I cannot omit evidence. I cannot omit it. If I heard it, I heard it. I'm sorry. Like, I heard it.
Yeah.
It's a factor. So the thing is, regardless, like, if I've heard stuff, seen stuff, whatever, I'm gonna be like, no, like, I can't. I'm sorry.
Okay, now let me make it like worse for you. Okay, say, because this came up in a book actually. I can't remember the name now, but it was on like BookTok or whatever. Say that you are best friends with this person, right? And then you guys are, so like basically the scenario in the book was that there's these two best friends. They're both living in different countries because, you know, one's in like one country for a job, one's just living in a different country. They both date the same person at different times. They don't know because they haven't met because it's different countries and they've kept the relationship private. And you, so that person and your friend are together even, but then you and this person, he comes to this like country where you are and you guys strike up this amazing bond. Like, it's like, wow, I found my soulmate. And then you find out, oh, that is my friend's like person. Like, what do you do?
Oh, that's hard.
I can't answer. That's why I'm asking you.
There's a movie. I forget what it's called. It's something about like a wedding thing, like her best friend's marrying like her love, like her first love or whatever. But I don't know
which one you're talking about.
It's called like B. It's something with a B. Something Borrowed.
I was talking about, it's called One Day in December.
But I really, like, it's so hard because it also depends, though, at the same time, if how your friend is right now. Like, if your friends moved on at the same time, like, I'm trying to think of people. Like, there's a show or a movie I watch where it's, like, if your friend is so content now and you did date, it's like so long ago, like, you're like, I'm okay with it though. Like, it means nothing now. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like you have to gauge
how
you
feel. Okay, I found the proper description. So it's a bit messier than that.
Oh.
Okay, so this is like the book description. So Laurie is pretty sure love at first sight doesn't exist anywhere but the movies. But then through a misted bus window, one snowy December day, she sees a man who she knows instantly is the one. Their eyes meet, there's a moment of pure magic, and then her bus drives away. So, okay, well, we're gonna like add to this and be like, you guys talked, whatever, like there were sparks. So for a year, she doesn't see that person again, but then she bumps into him at a reunion party with her, a Christmas reunion party where her best friend introduces her new boyfriend to Lori, and it's Jack, the man from the bus.
That actually is like a TV show too called Four Weddings and a Funeral. I feel like I would have to gauge my friend. Because the thing is, you know, some, like, I'm trying to think of the example, but there is, like, a common example, like, in a movie or TV show where it's, like, I dated someone, and then after they're, like, I'm content in a new relationship, and, like, once you find the guy, I'm, like, I'm so happy, like, I literally am so good, like, that person was truly, like, the past, go for it. Right? But if it's like awkward, like if I'm like, are you kidding me? Like we ended bad because like he couldn't get married to me or something. I'd be like, you're done.
It's very, I can't even answer it. It's like that hard.
It is hard. It's based on obviously like what happens naturally.
I think that for the person though, like for the guy in this situation, it's like if he, it's like it comes back to that thing, like that one thing in love triangles. It's like if you loved person A, you would never fall in love with person B. Like you wouldn't even have feelings.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And that was with so many.
That's like with people like who cheat.
Yeah, so many like love triangles can easily be like explained that way, like Stefan and Elena and Damon, Bella, Jacob, Edward. Although I don't think she ever loved Jacob.
No, she didn't. It was also he didn't because he was infatuated with, or imprinted, not infatuated, imprinted on.
That was actually a horrible example. We're not going to talk about Twilight. So Damon, Stefan, Elena, Nate, Serena, Blair, Peyton, Lucas. Ah,
yeah, but exactly. That's a good one because it's like Blair was so content with Chuck because she's like nothing. And think there was a point where she's like, I'm marrying Nate. So that's literally what it has to be. But if it's something like, I don't know if they fought over the same guy ever.
Who?
I don't know. I'm just thinking, did Blair and Serena ever fight over someone?
No, other than Nate, no.
Yeah, so.
And yeah, with Peyton, Brooke, Lucas, that was a whole situation.
Oh, I forgot about that. That's a good one.
Yeah, you can't, if you're truly committed to one person, you can't catch feelings for another one. And I will always.
No, because then it's like you weren't committed to the first. Like you weren't.
You were actively looking.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. Here's a question. Can you, while you're in a relationship, fall in love with someone else without knowing it?
I don't know about
love. Can you be in love? But basically the question, can you be in love with two people at once?
I don't know. I feel like I don't even know what love is. So
fortunately, I have never been in the situation. I've only read about it. I would love to be in it, but
yeah. I feel like what I can think of is like how like in, you know, in shows and stuff or like movies when like a person's like feeling neglected in their marriage, they don't find love, but like if they find attention from someone else, they view it as love, but then they realize like, oh, it's a different type of love or void that's being filled by this person versus like their husband or wife. Something like that, but I don't know.
I feel like it's too philosophical of a question. Like, can you really be in love with two people at once?
I feel like my heart is saying you shouldn't be.
One person has to trump the other person.
No.
You'd have to put
the number. You can't have equal. It can't be equal.
And it has to. Like, I feel like. And then what if it's that you love one person for one thing that you can get from the other person? My God, did we just crack like player mentality? Like they're going.
I can go on for hours. Right? And hours.
They go on. They like play like different roles.
Enough.
Get the same thing.
But okay, I think that's pretty good. We went through a lot.
Yeah, that got really deep towards the end. I'm gonna have a lot to think about before I sleep today.
I'm gonna just keep thinking of questions like this for next week.
Yeah.
So thanks, guys. Good luck with exams.
Yep.
All
right. Bye, guys.
Bye.